This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 24. What is the good news? Our scripture comes from Luke chapter 4.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
As I sat with a group of pastors in a Central American country, I found myself deeply convicted by their stories. They had come from a tradition that focused on knowing Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and this was a good thing. But as these pastors had worked with our partners in their community, they'd also begun to realize that the gospel, the good news, is far bigger than individual transformation. The work of Jesus touches every part of our broken world: creation, relationships, justice, finance, political power, and more. As these pastors embraced a wider Christian worldview, their ministries began to change. They invited people to wonder how Jesus might care for the poor and the oppressed people in their midst. They also spoke prophetically against political systems in their country that treated many people unjustly. As these pastors shared about their experiences, I could see the joy in their eyes. But they also spoke of growing persecution. Earlier, no one had cared if they just spoke about having a personal faith. Now that they were calling for the rich to share with the poor, for the powerful to care for the weak, and for the wrongly imprisoned to be set free, they were becoming a threat to the powers in their society. To share the good news means bearing witness that Jesus came to bring peace and to right the wrongs of this hurting world. Please pray with me. Jesus, you care for the poor and oppressed. Help us to do that as we witness for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.